a bucket on a chain, and you let the bucket down and filled up, and you got your bucket of water.
Did you ever have any difficulties with your well, if it were?
No, we had a very good well. Some people had difficulties, but we didn't.
I guess wells could go dry, or
yes, if it was in a high place, you know, and didn't rain much.
What would you call something that you use to pour water into a narrow mouth bottle?
Pitcher.
And if you don't want to spill anything at all, sometimes you might use a pitcher.
Funnel.
What did you use to make your horses go faster? You
might whip.
Do you remember different publications that were around in Jacksonville a long time ago that you might read things?
I could tell you a little about the history of Jacksonville. I made a few notes because if you don't want this, you don't have
to. I'd like to listen to it.
Jacksonville was a thriving little city and was destroyed by fire in 1901. It was rebuilt with mostly two- and three-story buildings. Transportation by streetcars. There was no paved roads, only about 3 miles from the river. Little by little, they paved 3 to 5 miles at a time. The only means of crossing the river from Jacksonville to South Jacksonville was by a ferry boat. The Acosta R. Main Street Bridge was finished in 1921. Jacksonville incorporated with the county and now is considered the largest city in the USA and is known as the bold new city of Jacksonville. Now they are remodeling the old city with skyscrapers of 10 to 17 stories. The first road to go from St. Augustine to Georgia is known as the Old Kings Road. The only transportation down the St. John's River was a ferry boat. Left Green Cove Springs in the morning, stopped at Mandarin and Plumbers Cove, then to Jacksonville. About 2 p.m., it made the return trip to Green Cove Springs. Streetcars were discontinued in 1936. Jacksonville is a thriving big city with beautiful churches and private and public schools. I think that's about all I could get down.
Uh-huh. Did you ever ride the ferry?
Oh, yes. Uh-huh. It was the only way we could go over town for years and years.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember when Jacksonville was called Calford?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Before it was called Jacksonville. But I couldn't get the date on that. I called a Chamber of Commerce to try to get a few more dates. I knew about 21 because